Hey, 1, 2, check, check. Hey, 1, who, who? How's it sound, Jeff? Yeah, all right. Good evening. A few days ago, I lost my voice. So I seem to be slowly getting it back. Last night, I thought I'd lost it forever. So I stayed up late last night coming up with alternate possible future professions which I could pursue besides music, especially after dropping out of school. Well, I thought about going back to school, you know, maybe becoming a teacher or something, doing history. I also thought about working in a convenience store, just kind of keeping things low key, you know, maybe composing songs on the side, but just kind of for other people who could sing, other people besides me. But we've been making a bit of progress this afternoon. I seem to be able to sing higher and higher every day, so we'll kind of see how the show goes, but it may be a little mellower than ordinarily expressed. Fuck, I don't know. But I brought a few CDs with me this evening, so if you'd like to stop by after the show, and there's some in the box there. We're doing a bit of a trick where we set the box on fire, and then the box sets the piano on fire. And then the whole house goes up, and then all that's left are the CDs on a pile of burning embers. Speaking of burning, this is a song about burning. Speaking of.
Somebody to lay into. You think you're the only one in town who's had it all. You're just some ordinary fellow from the suburbs. Yeah, respond to your critics, this was your reply. Yes, indeedy, I do, I hope everybody burns, burns, burns. I've got issues with myself that I should settle. And me downs that these folks were giving when they were my age. My lack of confidence is balanced by my ego. Yes, indeedy, I do, I hope everybody burns, burns, burns. Yes, indeedy, I do, I hope everybody burns, burns, burns. Of all the spark you, something you can keep. Deep inside your wasted mind, a little love, a friendly hug is fine. Hearty sneeze, a handkerchief, a rag, wiping off the countertops, the children of the counter lover lost. Oh, cues a sigh, there's still room to hide in between a movie and a dream, a habit and a theme that were overwhelmed by me. Position them directly in your hands. Lay them out so all can see the cigarettes, the sad regrets in me. Finding lines in storybooks of kings and queens and magic. There's still room to hide in between a movie and a dream, a habit and a theme that were overwhelmed and fucked up.
Hey, thank you. I set my kitchen on fire yesterday. I forget what it was. I think it was cooking. It was making rice. It was kind of like a pasta rice. Well, it was like rice. It was real rice. It wasn't pasta rice, but it was like rice and pasta sauce. And I was boiling water for tea, actually. And then I was in the living room and was looking, and there was billowing smoke coming into the living room, clouds of smoke. So I was a little concerned anyway, so I thought I'd go check on it. And got into the kitchen, and there was a flame coming up around the pot of boiling water. And so I took the pot off, and the flame kept burning. And so I was, you know, kind of looking at the flame and thought, okay, it's probably burning some kind of like oil substance. So I was like, okay, you're not supposed to throw water on it, first of all, because will spread the fire. But you're supposed to smother it. So I grabbed like a lid and put the lid on the fire, and then it kind of smoked out from underneath the lid. Took the lid back off, and the flame came back up again. So I was a little more concerned because the flame was a little higher than before I put the lid on it. So then I remembered the old trick about the baking soda, the all-important baking soda that you're supposed to throw on the old oil fire. Oh, I fucking remember that shit. So I was looking around. At first, I was like, no way we have baking soda. I mean, who has baking soda? People who bake. We don't bake. But we had baking soda. So I grabbed the baking soda, threw it on. Friggin' the fire went right out. I know. It actually worked. I was impressed. Hey, man. Just a guy trying to save the world, you know? Just a guy trying to save the world.
Name, scream out in horror as he made. stripped of his senses, alone in the shed. The faint sound of footsteps and their voices ahead. Goddamn big universe. It's so big, it's so big, it holds everything, so I've heard. Are the things just beyond all these rocks and these ponds past the stars? Or is it us by ourselves, just lonely as hell in the dark? So amongst all these thoughts, as my mind starts to rot, it was nice to run here to you here with your atmosphere. Have you singing again? Just a guy on a rock we call Earth, so I've heard. We're sailing around and around, and we're killing off years. But our boat is a rock and a water, it's infinite space. And we're tied to the sun, and one day we will run into its face. So amongst all these thoughts, my mind starts to rot, it was nice. Your atmosphere, it was nice. A little less like a rock, a little more like home, it was nice. Have you singing again?
Yeah. Hey. Thank you. Holy shit cakes. I mean, the shows that I've played so far have just been fucking incredible. I guess similar to what Matt was saying, just some of the fucking people that show up to these shows, or you realize along the way that are just some of the most amazing people I've ever met. So it's fucking great that they all get to sit in one room at the same time and hang out.
Sneak through the windows, silhouettes. just rest in peace. Pull your eyelids over your head, fall asleep until you're dead. Just think of people you love shadows hovering and covering as they sneak through the windows. Silhouettes and ghostly pets can play or just rest in peace. Pull their eyelids over your head.
Hey. Yeah. Oh man, talking about some of the most amazing people I've ever met.
Thank you.
It's a little too hot to drink yet, but no, shut up. Shut up. Thank you so much. Then the double bubble, the original double bubble. Original flavor bubble gum. Save that for later.
Do all the words that leave my mouth disappear soon after? Oh, has anything I've ever said stayed around to mean it? Do sentences that I make up their own meaning? Oh, do all the people I talk to use the same thesaurus? Can share thoughts of how we're feeling. Oh, then what on earth are we to do? What is there to live for?
Could you pass me the Russ Never Sleeps album? Is that around? Oh, I brought it in, man. Who took it? No. Yeah. You took it. You took it. It wasn't an argument.
giving all they have for something new. But the light of day was on them. They could see the thrashers coming, and the water shined like diamonds in the dew. I was just getting up, hit the road before it's light, trying to catch an hour on the sun. When I saw those thrashers rolling by, looking more than two lanes wide, I was feeling like my day had just begun. Where the eagle clouds ascending, there's a nature river bending down the timeless gorge of changes, where sleeplessness waits. I searched out my companions, they were lost in crystal canyons, when the aimless blade of science slashed the pearly gate. It was then I knew I'd had enough.
Hold on.
Burn my credit card for fuel.
What does it even say? Okay, all right.
It was then that I knew I had had enough. Burn my credit card. Headed out to where the pavement turns to sand, with the one-way ticket to the land of truth and my suitcase in my hand. How I lost my friends, I still don't understand. They had the best selection, they were posing with protection. There was nothing that they needed, they had nothing left to find. They were lost in rock formation, or became park bench mutations. On sidewalks and near the stations, they were waiting. I got bored and left them there. They were just dead weight to me. It's better on the road without that load. Brought back the time when I was 8 or 9. I was watching my mama's TV. It was that great Grand Canyon rescue episode, where the vulture glides descending on an asphalt highway bending through libraries and museums, galaxies and stars, down the windy halls of friendship to the rose crypt by the foyer, the motel lost companions waits with air-conditioned bar. I'm not stopping there, I got my own road left to hoe. Just another line in the field of time. When the thrashers come and I'm stuck in the sun like the dinosaurs in shrines, then I'll know the time has come to give what's mine.
Thanks. What kind of tea is it? Tastes really good. Yeah. Ugh. Is there caffeine in there? I'm deathly allergic to caffeine. And Chrissy laughs.
Song goes out to the protesters who will deliver the message, not undisturbed by the authorities and other laws in place, who hold similar views on how to deal with the ways that these radical people who are raised by the state might begin to question all the laws in place. Central to that questioning is that these people in power fuck up sometimes. Center of a heated debate, staple to all these accusative names, these people in power since a riot police who mediate with guns and try to keep the peace. What kind of peace answers honest questions with guns to the face and harmful weapons? Try to talk first next time in a non-threatening way to see why that feel disrespected. Structures that exploit the weak, go about business as usual. Things changed. I'm gotten better, 'cause I'm tired of wasting away on my own without any help. I'll go home, call it a day.
Playing a show in Chesley, Ontario tomorrow, and it's where I went to high school, so there's a population like 5,000, and I'm playing in this old theater, and my father, I have the pleasure of having my father open up for me, and an old country music legend, as they say back in Chesley. I do, anyway, but... so I was talking to him about the show, and he's kind of funny. I think people back up that way kind of overemphasize I think the idea of a touring musician, and so I think they think that I'm famous down in these parts, like in the city. No. And so I think he kind of has a bit of a warped idea of how many people are going to show up tomorrow night. But yeah, so we had a little talk about that. And so sometimes we sit down and he gives me like little pointers. And lately he's been giving me pointers on like, you know, like how to handle the crowd and like he was making sure that when like I was printing the CDs, like making sure that I knew I'd like left space where I could sign the album, make sure thanks Pop. Oh jeez, I don't know. More like musical tips, yeah. Like like ethics of as far as like playing shows are concerned, like kind of like trying to maintain a somewhat genuine character, as well as maintaining a not so genuine character and completely lying to people and telling them things that are false, but making them believe that you're being honest with them. So here's my next song. My father is a crook. Someday I'll tell you the story about how he lost his middle finger. Fingernail. I'll clean that up later.
Puzzle we are. Complicated people, they try to mislead us. Fill the bucket up with water when it's falling apart. So we throw out the bucket, it don't hold water. If it don't hold water, it ain't no good. Throw out the bucket, it don't hold water. If it don't hold water, it ain't no good. Fight for the land that we took from the people when this nation began. Seems so simple, you'd think stealing was wrong, but here we are in the future still raping the land. Everything else, so we throw out the bucket. It don't hold water. If it don't hold water, it ain't no good. Throw out the bucket. It don't hold water. If it don't hold water, it ain't no good. Throw out the bucket. It don't hold water. If it don't hold water, it ain't no good. Throw out the bucket. It don't hold water. If it don't hold water, it ain't.
Thank you. I believe I have two more songs. I was at my uncle's place the other day there, and we went on this big fucking rant about how much of a waste of money it is to go to see musicians play and have them spend half their time tuning. What do you guys think? Thank you.
Just because you got bank don't make it right for you to blow it on shit you don't need. There's too many well-deserved people in poor circumstance with nothing to fucking need. New tub, new floor, oh, new kitchen and bath. It's a hobby that you love things and not so much the people, just like human cells, which hopes renew themselves every 7 years. Just because you got pain don't make it right for you to blow it on the shit you need. There's too many well-deserved people in poor circumstances, nothing to fucking eat. New job, new floor, new kitchen, bath. It's a hobby that you love and needs. Not so much the people, just like themselves. It's all for you themselves, every fucking 7 years.
Nice. Not so good. The next one's softer, so. Talking to Chris the other day about set lists. We were talking about the organization of trying to plan the song so that groups of songs are in similar tunings. And so that means that this next song has the craziest fucking tuning of any song I've ever played. That's why it's last. Other songs that have had similarly extensive craziness of tunings have been songs like Bring It On Home, Love Shack, and what's that other one? Oh yeah, Summer of 69. So this song goes out to Brian Adams. also, thank you again, Jeff, as well as the residents of this household for hosting another wonderful show. Thank you, Chris, for coming with me this evening. Chris is taking off in a few months. He's going to China for 3 months. And he'll be much missed, specifically by myself. But thank you, Matt, and Duff. Biff. No, I think it was Duff. I'll just play the fucking song. Yeah. Oh yeah, so I'm singing this song tomorrow night, and My dad is actually, we're playing it last. My dad's coming up with a harp and he's playing like kind of when we're not singing. And then he's actually singing the whole song by himself, which is cool. So I'm like playing guitar and stuff and he's like singing the song. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah. Thanks again for coming out.